But yeah, yeah, I think we could, to answer your question in a long way.
This might be my hot take of the day, but I'm quite convinced, provided that Kamala Harris lost this cycle, the first female president will likely be a Republican.
Could well be.
I think it is very likely that we will see a president Nikki Haley in our lifetimes.
Well, I think I feel like Americans have this propensity, and maybe everybody does, to look for sort of compensating qualities in anybody. So Democrats in a lot of these sort of rural conservative leaning districts will pick folks like Matt Cartwright, right? Who unfortunately lost this time around, who are these, I don't want to say macho dudes, but sort of macho dudes, right? And Republicans will put up people like Christine Ohm, who I hope is never president, and Nikki Haley, who I also hope isn't president, but don't hope quite so bad. And yeah, that seems to just be how it rolls.
I guess we'll kind of continue looking forward a little bit, you know, do a little light speculation in our last couple minutes here. Who do you think the Democratic Party is poised to put up in 2028? Given, you know, the way that we've seen the kind of everything shake out, you know, who are the people that are likely to be at the forefront, and who do you think is likely to best respond to, say, a Vance campaign off of the Trump administration, or let's say a Youngkin or a Haley campaign? What do you think that looks like from the Democratic angle?
It's a good question. It's a really good question, and I'm afraid I don't have a very good answer to that.
And that's okay. Yeah. We never really expect the, you know, it's just, you know, we're talking.
No.
Two guys on microphones in college radio.
Absolutely. What could be better? No, I think that, look, I think there is totally a chance that the nominee is Josh Shapiro, or the nominee is Gretchen Whitmer, or, you know, one of these established people who there was, frankly, some murmurs that they would throw their hat into the ring and run for president in 2024 when President Biden dropped out. I'm biased because Josh Shapiro is our governor here, but I think he would do a pretty good job as a candidate. I think there's also a world where, there's also a world where the candidate who ends up getting the nod isn't someone on our radar right now. Like in 2008, we nominated Barack Obama, who in November 2004 wasn't really on anybody's radar. And so, yeah, we'll see. I mean, Vice President Harris could certainly throw her hat back into the ring if she wanted to. I'm not sure that that would be palatable to a lot of Democratic primary voters, but she certainly has the right to try. Governor Shapiro, like I said, I think would end up doing a good job. There's a few dark horse people that could end up in the race. I think it's going to be wide open. And if you remember the Republican race of 2016 and the Democratic race in 2020, where we had debate stages so big that they spilled over into an undercard debate that would happen at like 7 o'clock or whatever, I could totally envision that happening again. And I think if it does happen, it'll frankly be good for the party and good for the country.
What do we think of Jared Polis?
Jared Polis is a really interesting name. I don't know a whole lot about him. Obviously, the governor of Colorado going into, I think, his seventh year, if that's right.
I believe that is true, yeah.
Yeah. He's obviously got a lot of appeal. I mean, he wins in Colorado, which is not a swing state, but is a swingy adjacent state, by way bigger margins than the top of the ticket usually does. And he's sort of paved his own road. But the only thing that I'm unsure about is whether he'd have difficulty. I think he'd do fine in a general election. I don't know if he would have an easy time in a primary. Because, you know, Mr. Polis has been talking about how he thinks Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a great pick for health secretary, which I know there has been a lot of consternation about within the Democratic left. He's been much more willing, I should say, to push back on some of the scientific establishment than a lot of the other candidates are. And whether or not that's good policy in a general election, I think it would have a hard time in the primary.
I hear you. And any closing thoughts in relation to what we've been speaking about today as a involved Democrat?
Well, closing thoughts, I think that we're in for a rough, certainly 2, maybe 4 years as a party. And I hope that we're not in for the same as a country. Obviously Donald Trump is going to be the president on January 20th, 2025.
I don't know, I've been hearing some whispers of some people looking to visit the Capitol on January 6th.
It was rigged, Anthony, no. But he won, he's going to be the president. He's going to stack his cabinet, as he has been, with some people that I wish we had time to get your thoughts on, but some people that I think are a little bit out there. We'll see what Attorney General Gates does. We will certainly see what defense.
I don't think we're getting an Attorney General Gates.
I hope not.
There's
we'll
so
see.
Much. There's so much to say, so much to cover. We'd love to have you on again at some point in the near future. But thank you all for tuning in today. My name is Anthony Cachado again, and this has been The Angry Young Man. Take care and God bless.
And you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
We are Lions. We bring hope where it's needed. We are a global force for good. Support causes that matter. Change lives. Change communities. Change the world. We can do more together than we can alone. Join in. Experience the joy of serving. Be part of the movement. Give back. Let's unite the world for good. We are Lions. You can be too. Visit weserve.org.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh. It's Sean Watson. You're listening to A Minute Pause. It is my show. It happens every Tuesday, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. You just heard Budgie, Crash Course, and Brain Surgery. Before that, Lucifer's Friend, Toxic Shadows, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard gave you The Ripper from their album Quarters, and started everything off with The Comet Is Coming with a track called Start Running from their complete studio recordings. Coming up, a lot of rock stuff today. Sir Lord Baltimore, Hawkwind, Blue Cheer and Atomic Rooster, Stephen Wolf and Leslie West, and a track by Buffalo at the end of this hour. Not the Buffalo from Australia, but a new wave, a British heavy metal band, Buffalo. But before that, got some stuff to tell you to pay the bills, per se. WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. More information about selling records and new releases is available at atticrecordstoreinc.com or by calling 412-821-8484. During these uncertain times, people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. There are lots of social networking websites, but one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Linking organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant. If you've considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, matchingdonors.com. Listen to better music. Consolidation is on Wednesday evenings from 7 to 10 p.m. All right, right back into the music. Next is Master Heartache by Sir Lord Baltimore. And up right after that is You'd Better Believe It by Hawkwind. Check out the playlist at wrct.org.
You are the master heartache.
Now it's time for the WRCT radio calendar. Here's what's going on around town. It is indeed time for the radio and music calendars here on WRCT. Pittsburgh WRCT and the radio calendar supported by Remaster Media. Remaster Media is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize audio sound for internet and broadcast settings for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that can add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction features to eliminate buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. More information on how to reprocess audio or video is available at remastermedia.com. All right, on the radio calendar right now, Pittsburgh Center for Arts and Media presents an exhibition with artist Ron Copeland titled The Story of the Blissfield General Store and the Pure Bliss Advertising Campaign. Ron Copeland explores his great-grandfather W.W. Moore's history of owning the local general store in a small farming town named Blissfield. The town sprung up in the 1890s when the Pennsylvania Railroad extended a commuter and freight line through the sleepy Ohio Valley. As America shifted away from the rails and into the driver's seat of the automobile, Blissfield was cut off from its lifeline. On display now through June 2nd at PCANM, 1047 Shady Avenue in Shadyside. More info at pghartsmedia.org. And you can stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. and enjoy their music. Food and refreshments are available. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and 1930s. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge on Cedar Avenue in the north side. Reservations must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. Call 412-321-1834 for reservations. If you or your organization would like an event included in the WRCT radio calendar, please send the details at least 2 weeks in advance to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Your eyes are the windows to your health. When was the last time you've had them examined? Millions of Americans have common vision problems that can be easily corrected. Find a window of time to schedule an eye exam today. For more information, visit www.nei.nih.gov/healthy-eyes. A message from the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health and WRCT Pittsburgh. WRCT and the music calendar supported by Spack Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Garfield. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, wings, and salads while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers Pizza is currently online only and offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spackhelp@gmail.com.